very eyes. This week, on Monday, Donny Baker has started to fade away. And Christian San... Bless you. And Christian Sanforget began to emerge. By Tuesday, he had grown a beauty spot. Wednesday, saw a painted finger and a ring emerge. Yesterday, an earring. But today, the transformation is complete. Ladies and gentlemen, should we all rise? I think that's right. If we could all rise. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Christian Sanforget.
That's very vital. Think me, sir, you do me no favours with that. Good morning, everybody. And what's to this weather? You have braved the inclement weather to come and join us this morning. I can't tell you how pleased I am to see Mr. Engelbert Humperdinck, who I had the pleasure of knowing first time round in the 18th century. You would think that this river, being as it is, with the great stink, we wouldn't need calls to keep the windows so shut, even on such a cold day. But as the mayor said to me this morning, he said, I apologise for my river. And I said, Mayor, I do declare, this day every convenience must be brimming with butter. Three questions before us this morning. The King of Belgium writes, and the King of Belgium. The King of Belgium, sir.
The King of the Belgium.
I declare there is so much inbreeding in that family, even the bulldog has a club foot. But the King of Belgium wants to know, what of this new circus they are building of Piccadilly? What of the new Piccadilly circus? Is it going to be a bane in our lives? But the mayor again assures me, no, it will ease London's traffic. So I'm all for it. Mr. Congreve writes about the Americas. He said, are we to rule the Americas, sir? Aren't the Americans then to rise up and we will be subservient to them? Can one imagine such a thing, sir? Why, a man might as easily walk on the moon. And thirdly, this morning, decadence. Again from the Congreve household. Is there decadence in the world? I'll say there's decadence in the world. Why, only yesterday, sir, I heard of a pox caught off in Wales. In Wales, sir! So, good morning to you all. I don't know how they did it in the 1860s. This is so heavy. This is so heavy and exhausting. But I'm doing it because TV's Alfie Moon, sometimes played by, you can't call him Shane Rich anymore. He insists you call him Alfie Moon. I'm going to his party tomorrow, and Elton John's going to be, and all these other people. And rather looking like I usually do, which is a man who's come to light the boiler, I thought I would give it some of this, and I'm unveiling it on the show. I will be back later on. We've got various questions before us. So I haven't got the glasses on, so the camera's going to have to come closer. Simon Jones in Hereford. Suddenly, the Sun King has turned into Baldrick. Simon Jones in Hereford says, you said about Black & Decker the other day. Yes, what other are the origins of famous brands? I'm not joking. Bring it here. Mark Henderson. Sir, may I come in and see your wife? Mark Henderson in Stockport says... Mark Henderson in Stockport says something about Wembley. And Dawn Webster in Nottingham says the origins of... Oh, I'll be back later on with Logan. I'm exhausted. Go you now, but I would say back to my friends, but the parasitical nature of them means even my debut might spare a chance. Coming, my lord!